Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Blastoff, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each week to talk to you about truth, about justice, and about the American way. Today, with the news, with the IG report out, with the hearings in Congress with Nadler, we got a bunch to talk about. Richard, how are you today?
I'm fine, Jack. Welcome to New England. It's 52 degrees and raining. And yesterday morning, I woke up, it was 6. So you never know what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely know. And I had lunch yesterday with one of my granddaughters who is a whiz in math. And she said that she thought her grades were good enough. She's a senior this year, junior, senior, one of the two. And she thought that she could get into MIT. And, you know, I said to her, I said, it's 6 degrees up there. Do you know how cold that is? And she just turned around. She said, 26 degrees below freezing. She's good at math.
That'll get you there, Becky.
That'll get you there. Okay, we got to get going. This is, where do you want to start? You want to start with, with the hearing, or do you want to start with the IG?
No,
report?
What I think you had a nice little write up that you put on Facebook, and I think that you can take a second, look it up, and read it because it kind of hits a lot of points. It seems to me, you know, I sat there for a while, and I was watching the Democrats talk to, Dave Goldman, I guess, and the Republicans were talking to their guy, and it went back and forth, and it just got absolutely ridiculous and redundant. He's guilty. He's not guilty. He's guilty. He's not guilty. And it got to be, I don't know, to the point where I think I missed a half an hour of it because I'm sure I dozed off. It just was, but
well,
everyone would ask, it was the same questions from each of them at the same time, and it was just ridiculous.
Well, I actually, are you talking about the one that I put up this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Common sense. Apparently, the Democrats believe that their expert witnesses were successful in establishing a sound rationale for impeaching President Trump. If this is what they believe, they're sadly mistaken. If anything, the shrill, hateful carping of Professor Pamela Karlan was counterproductive. She and her two companions were more effective in establishing that Trump derangement syndrome is real. If she is the best that the Democrats have, the impeachment effort is doomed to fail. And you know what, Dick? They're giving these people all as witnesses, and they didn't witness anything. They're just up there to say, well, it doesn't matter that there is no underlying crime. We can impeach him anyway because, you know, his motives were impure. I'm thinking to myself, this is thought police. How does anybody know what is in anybody's mind? And you know what is really equally as fun or kind of funny. Most people won't have remembered or ever heard some of the old early rock and roll songs. And I thought of one that was particularly fun and funny that actually deals with this. It was by The Lad. And it said, standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. You can't go to jail for what you're thinking or for whoop, the look in your eye. Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. And, you know, and it's, of course, you know, what the four lads were thinking when pretty girls go by is what all teenage boys think about, and I can assure you that they do, but it's not politically correct anymore to even talk like that. So, you know, but at the same time, that you can't go to jail for what you're thinking. Well, they want to impeach the president for what they believe he was thinking. That's just crazy. They don't know. I mean, they never write about Trump. I mean, you know, one of their big things with the, you know, with the whole Russian collusion thing was when he said, "Hey, Russia, if you're listening, find those 30,000 emails and put them out." I mean, when I heard him say that, I laughed because it was a joke. And it was funny.
Yeah.
But when you don't have a sense of humor. No.
Yeah.
And when you're like that, Pamela Carlin, and you're just this vicious witch, that they're all saying this great prestigious scholar. Oh, my God. This woman was, you know, it really did remind me of my PhD program at Emory. There are a lot of people like Pamela Carlin over at Emory, and I'd have to be in classes with them, in seminars, and in discussions for years, and it was before I would go home after every day in graduate school at Emory, I would go over to the recreation hall where all the orderlies from, you know, from the hospital, you know, big black guys would come and play basketball because they could play at the Emory University gym because they worked at the hospital. And we had these great pick up basketball games, and I'd have to go out there and play for a couple of hours just to clear my mind and to just get all of the filth of having to listen to these wretched human beings all day long. And you know, and when you're out there on the court and you're playing basketball, you know, you call everybody, you know, you swear at them, and you just get all, you know, alpha
manly,
macho, and stuff like that. Yeah, and then it's over, and afterwards you go and have a beer, and those are the kinds of things that it had to do. You know, that was a long time before I stopped drinking, and you know, but I had to do those things just to maintain my sanity with having to be in the company of these vicious, hateful people. And you know, when James Rosen, who works for Sinclair News now, the guy that used to work for Fox News, I really like him. When he asked Pelosi about, you know, he said, "Well, you know, that you hate the president. I'm a good Catholic. I don't hate anybody." Oh my gosh. That is what a load of crap that is.
Which lie
does not hate President
about?
Trump.
Lie are you talking about? Which lie? Because that one statement had two. A, that she's a good Catholic, or B, that she doesn't hate anyone. Because you can't be a good Catholic and go for any type of abortion whatsoever. So, and the fact that she doesn't hate anyone, I'm sorry. She's Italian. She probably hates half of the people in this world.
You know that. That's exactly true. It is true.
Yeah.
Terribly politically incorrect, but yeah. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
A lot of people pointed out that, you know, you can't be a good Catholic. And, you know, every the beginning of Lent, every year, she and Biden make a public display of having ashes on their forehead all day long. I think that they probably put the ashes on themselves or have a makeup artist do it. But to show that they are penitent Catholics, what a crock of crap. Nonsense for both of them. And Biden, my gosh, is that in watching the stuff today, I think the most interesting thing was watching this guy try and say why it was okay for Biden to say, you know, unless you fire that prosecutor who, you know, you're not getting $1 billion in aid. And, you know, by God, they fired that son of a bitch in 6 hours. And that was the most quid pro quo, the most corrupt thing. And it involved, you either give me what I want or I won't give you money. That is definitely bribery and extortion. And it's okay for Biden to do it and should not be investigated. But Trump needs to be investigated because of his potential, because they were thinking what they knew. And in these hearings, they kept saying, help me out, help me out. You know, I need a favor, I need a favor. But in the actual call, it said, can you help us out? We've gone through a lot as a nation. And we need to know about the 2016 election. So he was asking, in verbatim, he was asking for America and not for himself. Now, I suppose you could make the argument that, you know, that, well, it benefits him more than it would benefit the nation. And that's probably true. But at the same time, you know, they can't tell the truth just exactly. And it's, let me go back to the Garden of Eden. What was it that the serpent, Satan, said to Eve when he told her to eat of the forbidden fruit? And she said, no, you know, we are not allowed to touch it or eat it or we will die. And the serpent said, surely you will not die. You will become like God. So the serpent twisted the truth slightly because in one sense, yes, they would become like God in that they would know good from evil, which they did not know before the fall. And they didn't die physically. It was their soul that died. And that was the lie. And, of course, she did it, and she got her husband to do the same thing. And, you know, and we man has been fallen ever since. But that's the way these Democrats are doing all of this. They twist the truth subtly so that it's no longer, can you do something for us? We've been through a lot. It's, can you do something for me? And it's for my reelection. And so the twisting of reality is what the greatest problem is with the Democrats in all of this, if you ask me.
Let me ask you a question now.
Mm-hmm.
If this was a court of law and the judge is sitting up there and the prosecution, better known as the Democrats, say, we're going to prosecute this guy for, let's see, where did it start? For working with the Russians. And the judge says, okay, wait a minute. Well, we can't prove that. No, we want to prosecute him for quid pro quo. Okay. Oh, damn it, we can't do that either. No, we want to do it on bribery. Okay, and we're going to. Oh, wait a minute, that's not going to work. Now we're going to do it on extortion. I mean, the judge would be sitting up there, which is the American people saying, you people, you really don't know what the hell you're doing. And you can't prove any of them, but you keep pushing the envelope and you keep changing what it is that you want to go after. And where are they getting this from? They're getting it from focus groups. Oh, we don't like quid pro quo. Well, how about bribery? Oh, yeah, that sounds better. Okay, everyone, we're changing our tune now. No more quid pro quo. We're going with bribery now. Saying, oh, my God. But it you know what bothers me as much as anything, though, Jack, is that these people, they think that we are really deplorably stupid. And we don't realize what in the hell is going on up there. And that they're trying to do this quick. I'm still not sure exactly why they're trying to do it as fast as they are, because maybe it's because it's like the you know, the card shark, and one of his aces is starting to fall out of his pocket, and he's got to do something quick before somebody sees that what they're doing is sleight of hand, to say the least. I don't get it.
I mean, I don't know what the absolute goal of this is, because it certainly, other than to, you know, to try and make Donald Trump seem like he is such a reprobate that no decent human being should vote for him, because it's the only strategy they've got. My God, the economy is just soaring. I mean, you know, 266,000, or is it 366? What it was one of those two. And they had predicted it was going to be like 180. So it's like, you know, an 80,000 increase, and they went back and they recalibrated the two earlier months and added another 41,000 to that. So in the last, you know, I mean, so essentially from their reporting, it's a little over 300,000 new jobs that this month that they are reporting. And that doesn't include what was the, you know, last month and the month before that. But if you're an American and you want a job, you can have one. We've got more openings than we have people. Now, let me just say one thing about that. there are people that would say, well, that, you know, we got, you know, we've got all, you know, we've got all these illegals coming over the southern border. You know, that just shows that there's a reason to have them. No. We have jobs for people who can read. We have jobs for people who, you know, can do math.
Support their faith.
We have jobs, yeah, for people who have skills. We don't have jobs for people who come over here and, you know, they're 28 years old and already have six kids. And, you know,
and they want to get on the dole. They just want
to
get on,
and they get on the dole. It isn't that they want to get on the dole. They're put on the dole automatically. And, you know, the enormous amount of money that is being spent for this. All right, now listen, we got to go to the to the IG report for a little. I started trying to read it, and I was reading the executive summary, and what they do with it, Dick, is that, you know, that they like they say, well, we got this, you know, the original information from a friendly government, and so then they, from then on, they refer to you know, the friendly government as FG. So they said, so when FG informed us, and they do this 100 different places, so you have all of these little things where it's CGIG and the CGI, and it's like, how can you keep up with that when it doesn't go through and tell you what these things are, and there's no key provided to where you can go over and look and say, all right, what was that supposed to be? And so, I mean, I'm reading and I'm finding it increasingly hard. And I did everything but a dissertation for a PhD in political science. I mean, I'm used to reading stuff. I was having a hard time with it. Just the average person would have a much harder time with it. But it showed, and I mean, the thing is voluminous. And it's single space and two columns per page. So this has got to be 180 to 200,000 words. Very extensive. It shows that there was all kinds of incompetence and efforts to do things that were wrong. But they don't want to hold people accountable for anything. Trump has to be accountable for his thoughts. And other people aren't accountable for criminal actions. To say that we have this two-tiered system of justice, in my humble opinion, is very accurate.
Now, I read that Barr and, is it Durham, the Connecticut attorney, Durham.
Durham, North Carolina.
Oh, has said that they do not agree with the conclusions that was made. And Barr said his conclusions are why it's a criminal investigation rather than, you know, somebody did something to somebody, you know, that type of thing. So I think that a lot of these Democrats are looking over their shoulder because these two guys and the government are coming after them for what they've done. And I'm looking forward to that more than anything.
Oh, me too. Me too. But Horowitz, despite, you know, saying, well, you know, they didn't, there's no conclusive evidence that they used their bias and stuff like that. He pointed out very well the things that they did wrong. And it's like the Keystone Cops were running the FBI. They're, you know, completely different than what we have always thought the FBI to be. Now, people are going to start, I mean, it came out at 1 o'clock today. So it, you know, it's been out less than 5 hours. Not even a speed reader could get through that thing in 5 hours, I can tell you right now. But people will start reading it. And, you know, there, I mean, there are people that are paid big bucks to do this. By this time tomorrow, there, you know, there are going to be some things said. And on Wednesday, Horowitz has to go before Congress, you know, to
send.
I don't know whether he. Is he going before the Senate or the House?
I heard it was the Senate. And I hope it is the Senate.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
And we'll have a whole lot of questions that will, you know, come through for him. And, you know, we'll just see, you know, what happens with all of that. It's going to be a good deal. And
yeah. I hope he doesn't pull a Mueller and just sit there and what did you say? I go by what I wrote. I go, if that's it, then you're going to end up another day of ho hum.
Well
see.
I don't think that's going to happen at all. To begin with, the guy's not senile, and you know which Mueller really. And just by the way, there's something wrong with Joe Biden. I mean, this guy,
yeah.
I mean, he really does not have the mental capacity to do the job. I don't know that, I mean, he was always not that bright, but now it's like he just doesn't have it at all. And to say to that guy, let's do push-ups? What kind of... response is that, and to begin with, you know, Biden's 78 years old. He's not going to be able to do many push-ups himself, but the other guy was 83 and overweight. I don't think he could do one push-up.
And called him Fat Jack.
But also, it's a non sequitur. How does that? He didn't answer the question and wasn't willing to answer the question. And these are Democrats. I mean, that guy was for Elizabeth Warren, an 83-year-old man for Elizabeth Warren. What kind of fool was this guy? But at any rate, you know, he
probably an ex-teacher.
He at least, you know, called out Biden, and it's about time that the Democrats start doing that. So. All right, listen, we'll get back to that next week. Now, so we're going to finalize with the most important story in my estimation, and that is how bad the officiating was for the Patriots game last night. I could not believe that in the NFL it was as bad as it was. Absolutely appalling. The fumble that guy made, it should have been run back for a touchdown. That's number one. And number two, our guy, you know, stayed inbounds. It should have been 7 points, and that meant that the last play that went as an incomplete pass would have been a chip shot for a field goal to go into overtime, and who knows who would have won or lost. But that's the way the game should have gone, and you should expect that the officials in the NFL would get things better than that, but they don't. This is, you know, and the consequences of this are very serious, but we've got next week and we have next week on What's Up. So let me just say, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. We'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.